This is PCJ Radio International.
Gentlemen, friends and listeners across the Atlantic Ocean, and good evening, everybody. How do you do? This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31.28 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes. You have already heard our usual signature, the Sousa Marches, with which we always say hello to you across the fence. Shake hands. And now for the remainder of the program, my friends across the fence, in Central America, in North America, and in South America, and also on board of ships cruising the seven seas, we wish you good reception, a good voyage, and good arrival in the next port. When you come to the next port, drop us a line. Maybe you can write this line now and post it when you come to the next harbor. Until the end of the program, we have some slumber music, and we hope you like our selections.
Op een tram te wachten, ik zag je in de verte staan. Toen keek ik je aan, je lachte, samen zijn we voortgegaan. Weet je nog wel, die avond in de regen, het was al vlak voor negen, en we liepen heel verlegen samen. Onder moeders paraplu. Weet je nog wel hoe jij daar komt te wachten? Vanaf kwart voor achten, hoe we beiden vrolijk lachten samen. Onder moeders paraplu. Je wangen waren nat en je haar was nat. We trapten samen in een plas. Je merkte het niet eens, omdat dat moment het mooiste van je leven was. Zeg, weet je nog wel, die avond in de regen, hoe we beiden zwegen en we liepen heel verlegen samen. Weet je nog, onder moeders paraplu.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Now, some of you may be wondering why we began today's show the way we did. Well, believe it or not, I don't know where my head was. Probably somewhere else, actually. But this week, on Tuesday, November the 19th, is a very special day. Because it was on that date in 1928 that Eddie Starts went on the air with the very first Happy Station show. Now, as you're probably aware, Happy Station was originally broadcast by radio station Philips PCJ. Philips Electronics in Eindhoven, which started making radio tubes and hence started making radios, decided, well, we have to put a station on the air to broadcast to what was then the Dutch East Indies, today known as Indonesia. Well, it soon became apparent that this was very successful. They also started attracting listeners in other parts of the world, in North America, the Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, East and Southeast Asia. And Eddie Starts continued doing this until he retired in 1969. Now, I thought that for today's program, we would sort of go back into the archives and have a good listen of what Philips PCJJ, as it was once called, before the name was changed to PCJ, sounded like. Now, what we just heard a moment ago was an early introduction of how Eddie probably began one of those early programs. Unfortunately, not too many recordings from that era exist. The program back then, of course, was done live, and the only recordings that do exist are ones that were made off-air, so the Philips electronics engineers can see how it sounded. We began today's program with the Sousa March that opened the original Happy Station. Another song that was well connected with Happy Station through the years was, well, let me give you a clue, all right? Here goes. Yes, I think you know what it is.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Yes, a nice cup of tea that was well connected with Eddie Starts and Happy Station for many, many years. Now, I should let you in on a little secret. The song, of course, was about a nice cup of tea, but in fact, I was told he was drinking coffee, almost sort of what I'm doing. But for this anniversary, I decided to have coffee and something else, something special, but I'm not going to say what it is. Now, Happy Station, of course, was done in English and Spanish, and pretty much from the beginning. There was even, for a period, an edition of the program in French.
Ici le poste émetteur PCJ en Hollande, le poste joyeux comme toujours, la propriété de la maison Radio Philips à Hilversum, Hollande. Émission pour l'Amérique centrale et l'Amérique du Sud. Je vous souhaite une bonne réception aussi, les auditeurs au Canada qui parlent français, ainsi que les auditeurs qui sont de l'économie française en Amérique centrale, dans les Antilles, à Martinique et Guadeloupe. Atención Radio Inti, este habla española. Aquí la emisora en onda corta PCJ de la Casa Philips Radio, en la longitud de onda de 31 metros y 28 centímetros. Transmitemos para América Central, para las Islas Antillas, pero, sin embargo, esta transmisión se oye también en el continente de América del Sur. La dirección de nuestra antena es de 260 grados. Eso quiere decir que la dirección es a Sudamérica y Centroamérica, para las Islas Antillas y todos los otros lados del mundo donde se habla español. Les deseamos una buena recepción y que no se olviden, queridos amigos, escribirnos sus impresiones en referente a la audición del programa de esta noche. Aquí la PCJ de la Casa Philips Radio en Holanda.
A couple of very early recordings of Eddie Starts in French and Spanish. Now, PCJ, or Philips Radio PCJ, just didn't have Happy Station. They also had other broadcasters as well. Here's a recording from the 1930s of a broadcaster known as Mr. Wayburn. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to locate his first name, but I did find a little bit of information on the guest who he interviewed. It was a listener from Australia who was visiting the Netherlands. She was also a broadcaster in Melbourne for radio station 3KZ. Her name was Iris Greenham. After I put her name in Google and did a little bit of a search, I found out that in the 1930s and 1940s, Iris Greenham did a popular children's show on that Australian radio station.
Hello, my friends across the oceans. This is station PCJ of Philips Radio. You all know that station PCJ is mentioned the happy station of Philips Radio, and you know why. But I have to tell you something special today. We are more happy even when we have visitors from other countries who come to see Holland not only, but in particular, in this case, the station. And I can tell you and assure you really, in the bottom of my heart, that I'm even more happy, especially when there are Australian visitors. Today, we are very happy again, because we have a guest from Australia. Not an ordinary guest, but a radio guest. One of the principal radio announcers from Melbourne, Miss Greenham, from station 3KZ, known to you as Auntie Pat, is here on a visit to Holland, and we do appreciate the fact that she has taken the trouble to come specially to Holland, and, as I believe, also in particular to see our station. Well then, Miss Greenham, I have very great pleasure in bringing you across this distance to the microphone. You're familiar, but this seems something else again. Well then, will you tell the listeners, please, what was the reason for your traveling at, well, perhaps these rather uneasy times?
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Wyburn. And it's a great pleasure to me to have this opportunity to speaking to all my friends in Australia once again. And I didn't quite imagine I'd been doing it all the way from Holland. However, I had heard from quite a number of people in Australia.
Australian broadcaster Iris Greenham being interviewed on PCJ Philips Radio. She worked at radio station 3KZ in Melbourne. And if you go on Google, you can find some pictures of her, as well as some information. Well, I thought that now would be a good time for some music, and we should listen to music that was popular around the time when PCJ first signed on. This is a recording of two very well-known vaudeville acts from the turn of the century, right until the 1930s. Billy Murray and Ed Small with How Do You Do?
Me, 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 me. Oh, ho, ho.
Hello, Bill.
How do you do, Eddie boy? How do you do?
I'm feeling fine, but tell me, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying out this voice of mine.
Oh, harmonizing is my line.
Oh, come on in, the water's fine. How do you do?
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 Do 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 do.
I've got a
frog down in my throat. Gee, doesn't that get you going? How do you do, 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 do? How do you do, Victrola fans? How do you do? How do you do, Victrola fans? How are you? Late at night when you're in bed, if someone puts on Bill and Ed, do you wish that we were dead? How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do 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 do. When your skies are kind of gray, let us drive your blues away, singing how do you do? Do 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 do. How do you do, Smith Brothers? How do you do? How do you do, Smith Brothers? How are you? Which is which, I just forget, but I'd like to make a bet. Neither one has met you less. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Do 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 do. With those beers, you foxy guys never have to buy neckties. How do you do? Do 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 do. How do you do, Eddie boy? How do you do? What again? Gee, I thought that we were through. No, I think they like this song. Well, we mustn't sing too long. Am I right? You're always wrong. How do you do?
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 Do 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 do. Though a little song is true, to say goodbye would never do. Just how do you do? Do 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 do.
Billy Murray and Ed Small with How Do You Do, recorded in 1927. Now, back then, of course, as I said earlier, Philips Radio's intent was to broadcast to the Dutch East Indies, so they also had programs in Dutch. Philips Radio PCJ in Dutch broadcasting to the Dutch East Indies. Now, things continued happily along until World War II. In the early 1940s, Philips Radio went off the air. Now, after World War II, what were they going to do? Well, Philips Radio didn't come back. Instead, the Dutch government founded Radio Nederland Wereldomroep, or Radio Netherlands, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. And with new programs, they also decided to bring back Eddie and the Happy Station Show, which Eddie continued doing until 1969.
Hello, listeners everywhere. Holland calling, asking your kind attention for another program in the series of The Happy Station, produced and presented by Edward Starts.
And the Sousa March returned. The announcer that you heard there was a gentleman by the name of John Van de Steen, who worked at Radio Nederland. He was described to me as being a bit of an Anglophile and produced many of the dramas and did some other announcements as well. Now, Eddie Starts retired in 1969. Now, I don't know how many of you remember this, but this is how he made the announcement of his retirement.
Very much to my regret, and not without a sad feeling in my heart, I have to announce herewith my retirement. My retirement from the Happy Station at the end of this year. The show, however, must go on. A new period lies ahead, with the understanding that the International Happy Station program is as such to be continued under the same name, but now to be produced by a new man, a talented young colleague, already on our staff since several years, to carry on the task of spreading goodwill and universal understanding in the well-known Happy Station manner. Not as a copy of my personal conception of the program, but as a completely new and modern version and presentation with new ideas and angles and the execution of same. Now, my friends, here is my message of today. The name of your future host and program producer-announcer is Tom Mayer. Tom Mayer. Spell? M-E-Y-E-R. Well, I don't have to spell Tom, do I, Tom? Tom is an expert linguist and a much-traveled person with a fine international background who will be delighted to take over the helm from me to serve you, starting from the beginning of January 1970. He will then take care of all English as well as Spanish Happy Station programs. I'm asking you, listeners, that means you, to give him your confidence and full support for the difficult task that lies ahead of him. It is for this reason, my friends, that I take sincere and great pleasure in presenting my successor, Tom Mayer, to you.
Eddie starts in 1969, introducing its listeners to Tom Mayer. Now, there's a few things I want to point out about that recording that are kind of funny. The way he says first, retirement, and the way he said Tom's name. And I remember saying to Tom once, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I got this feeling that he was just flinging venom at you. The way he said, Tom Mayer. Just, you know, just picture him going into a rage at that point. And Tom had a very funny story about his first official meeting with Eddie Starts, even though he knew who Eddie Starts was. And it's a good laugh.
I think the funniest one is that when the management of Radio Netherlands had decided that they'd finally found the successor to Eddie Starts, they asked me, do you know Mr. Starts? And I said, of course I know Mr. Starts, because everybody knew Mr. Starts. He was quite a character, and I stood in the elevator next to him. But Eddie Starts was a man who didn't see many people around him, even if he was standing next to them. So I suggested that we be formally introduced to each other. Well, that was scheduled for a certain day, and as I drove into the parking lot of Radio Netherlands, Eddie Starts was right in front of me in his car. Apparently, he hadn't seen me. And he backed into my car and smashed the front. So he got out, and he was livid, because, of course, it was my fault, in his opinion. And he got out, and he said, what do you think you're doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, hello, Mr. Starts, I'm Tom Mayer. So that was not really, let's say, the optimal introduction you can have.
What was the actual introduction like itself?
How shall I put that? Not really very comfortable, because Eddie Starts, in fact, did feel that I was kicking him out of his chair, which, of course, was not the case. When we had to work together, and he was telling me how he envisaged the introductory programs, the only thing I really could say was, yes, Mr. Starts, of course, Mr. Starts, anything you say, Mr. Starts. So, in fact, my first real show was when I did the first Happy Station show and Eddie Starts had gone, which was on the 4th of January, 1970.
What did you feel?
I do remember that very first live show because I was almost green with nervousness. But also I remember that when these first 80 minutes were over, my reaction was, what, is it over already? In my opinion, we'd only been on the air for about a quarter of an hour. And I suppose that's because I loved that work so much that it didn't seem like 80 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. And this is Open House. yes, it's the last Sunday of the month on Happy Station. And
hey.
Okay, boys. Okay, boys, stop the recording. Stop everything. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. You are Sheila Burnett from England.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got an applause for nothing, really, just slamming the door and laughing. But what are you doing here?
Well, you said it was open house, didn't you?
Yes, so?
So, I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's the Happy Station, didn't you?
Yes, so?
Well, hey! I'm happy! Hey, I'm happy!
Oh, funny. You look more like Dopey to me.
Oh, very amusing, Snow White. Mm. You'll be telling me next that you run this show.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
What?
I've been a great admirer of yours for such a long time. I mean, I would just love to be able to run a show like you do. I mean, well, you know, you're such a big, strong man. And I'm just such a helpless little thing.
How right you are.
Oh. Could I stay and watch how you do your show, please?
But of course. Be my guest.
All right.
I'll show you how this works. Okay, boys, start recording. Let's see. Yes, start recording. Now, you watch, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it from the beginning, boys.
Oh, we'll take it from the beginning, boys.
Oh. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere.
This is Open House.
This
the
is
last...
Open House, the last...
Now, look, Sheila, what are you doing? I thought you were going to watch and listen and learn.
But I am.
Oh.
I have. Enough.
Oh, I see.
Oh. And, by the way, Tom, are you aware of the fact that this is leap year?
Oh.
And that this month is leap month?
Oh.
And what's more, in 2 days' time, it'll be leap day.
Uh-oh.
Now, for 4 years, we women have been waiting for this day. This is the only day that we can do exactly what you men do all year round.
You're not going to propose to me, are you?
No. I'm going to do your show.
What?
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. The last Sunday of February, and that, of course, means that your Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles comes to you from Studio 11 of Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland. Welcome to all of you there in Radioland, wherever you may be. We hope that you have marvelous reception today and that we are coming in like the proverbial ton of bricks. Also, a big hello to all of our friends here in the studio. And I know some of you have come from quite afar, as indeed I have, to be part of our worldwide family show. Now, our regular listeners definitely know six of the artists here. And I'm talking, of course, about the Pete Zonneveld Orchestra. Hello, boys. And, of course, my special guest today, whom I think some of you might know. I mean, of course, Tom Meyer.
Well, thank you. You know, Sheila, you did that quite well. Quite well, yes. And I think that in time, with my help and guidance, of course.
Of course.
You might turn into something.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But for the time being, dear.
Yes?
I'm superior, you're inferior. I'm the big attraction, you're the small.
No, I'm the major one, you're the minor one. But I can beat you talking.
Really?
And that's not all.
What else?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, I can shoot a partridge with one single cartridge.
Yeah, but I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
And I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
No, neither can I. Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper.
Oh, really?
Well, I can buy anything cheaper than you.
Well, how about this? 50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I can dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet.
40 feet.
50 feet.
60 feet.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker and get even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Sure.
Yeah, so can a rat. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Can lick, I can lick faster. I can lick anyone faster than you.
With your fist?
With my feet.
With your feet?
Or with an axe.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Any school you will went, I could be master. I could be master much faster than you.
Can you spell?
No, I can't.
Can you add?
No, I can't.
Can you teach?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I could be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
I can jump a hurdle, even with my girdle.
I can open any safe.
What, without being bought?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Any note you can hold, I can hold longer. I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Something? He did it!
A beginning of one of the live studio audience programs, otherwise known as Open House, from the last Sunday in February from the year 1972. Well, Tom continued doing Happy Station for more than 20 years. After he retired, the show was taken over by Pete Myers. Now, as you're probably aware, we did a program on Pete Myers before, and he brought the show into a new era. Pete stayed around for a very short time, and then the program was hosted by Jonathan Gruber. And here he is telling me what it was like.
Well, the thing is when they handed it off to me, they never said to me at that point, oh, by the way, Jonathan, you're going to be the last host, and it's all going to be over. They never said anything like that at all. It was just mine, as far as I knew. So hindsight is 20/20, and you know, if you look back, you could see now that the writing was on the wall, that it was quite clear that they had no intention of investing in the show anymore. I was working with Rosemary at the time. It was quite clear that Rosemary did not enjoy working with me, that she felt it was over, and she left the show. And then I was all on my own, and whereas there used to be a whole team of people, there used to be a lot of management backup on the show, it was just me in an office at a certain point. And I saw that the responses were getting less and less, and that may have had something to do with me. It may have had something to do with the fact that shortwave listenership was dropping like a rock at that point in history. So for whatever reason, it was quite clear that the days of the Happy Station were numbered. And then add that to the fact that I was really very new at what I was doing, and I basically got the job because I had been working with Pete, and I was there. I mean, who else were they going to give it to? So, you know, I received it, but I had very little experience. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I made a lot of mistakes along the line. And for whatever reasons, the listenership continued to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. And then when they came to me and told me that it was all over, I wasn't in the least surprised. And to be honest, neither was I unhappy, because I didn't think I had been doing a particularly good job. And the management didn't really seem to want it anymore.
What was the response from the audience? I mean, did you have this set of animosity from the audience, or some of the audience?
There was very little animosity from people. A lot of the people who had become dormant, I think, as listeners, who were either unhappy with me or unhappy with Pete or just not listening to Shortwave anymore, had gotten the news, and then they started to write in. Because we were asking them directly, seeing as the show is going off the air, send us your fondest memories, and we'll read them on the air, and in some cases we'll call you up and ask you to talk about them. So there was, like I said, the period at which I was working on Happy Station, there hadn't been a huge listener response at that point anymore. Then suddenly there was a much bigger response. A whole lot of people started writing in. They started telling us their stories. And that was actually very exciting. That was very inspiring for me. It really inspired me to do my best to make the last Happy Station show kind of a big send-off, which it was.
Now, while it's true, the last original English edition of Happy Station was in 1995, the program did continue in Spanish for a few more years with Jaime Baniga. The Spanish version, as you may or may not know, is called La Estación de la Alegría. Well, then we move forward to 2009. So, what was thought to be the last show officially was on Radio Netherlands, but the show came back as a special in March 2009. It's funny because I still remember that first show like it was yesterday. We had a number of special guests on the program contributing stuff. It was sort of a tribute to Tom Meyer. And one of the things that I will remember from that very first show was we invited to the program legendary broadcaster Dick Speakman, who was at Radio Nederland for a time. He took over DX Jukebox from Harry Van Gelder. Then he returned to Australia, where he hosted Spectrum on Radio Australia until his retirement. Now, the recording that he'd sent to us was about his memories working at Radio Netherlands. It was a little peculiar, I have to say. I wasn't sure at the time, but I felt that something was not quite right. 2 weeks before the program aired, he sent along this 4-minute piece that we used. And just as that first show was going out in March 19th, 2009, I received an SMS from Tom to say that Dick Speakman had passed away. Sure enough, Dick Speakman had been suffering from cancer for a number of years, and that was actually his final piece of radio work that he did for us. Now, we're not going to play it today because we're trying to keep the mood happy, but if you want to find out what he said, you can visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and we will post the clip there. It is quite moving, I have to say.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading. join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station. Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
The Happy Station song with Tom Meyer. For the 50th anniversary of Happy Station, Radio Nederland did something very special, and that was to broadcast from very early in the morning to very late at night around the globe continuously in English, Spanish, French, Indonesian, and even some other languages as well. There were live performances in the corridors, in the studios, probably even in the canteen at some point. Now, in case you didn't hear that program, this is sort of what it was like.
On the 19th of November 1978, exactly 50 years later, Radio Nederland, the Dutch world broadcasting system, celebrates in a unique way. 8:30 in the Dutch morning, the first in a series of continuous live broadcasts presented simultaneously in many languages.
Hearing me say at the beginning of this festive day, we don't have too many vocalists in the building as yet. I, at this point, am the only one who can try and sing this song. Sous le ciel de Paris, and that means under the skies of Paris.
In the main hall, in studios and control rooms, many people are at work. Engineers, announcers, producers and artists. Presenters and announcers running up and down from one location to another.
You will be hearing more music by Joop Reynolds, his quartet and real singers. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pull our first trick. And I would like to hand you, ladies and gentlemen, to a colleague of mine, beautiful Indra, who is going to tell you in Indonesian what our next musical group is going to play for you. Okay, Indra, take it.
Terima kasih. Dan para pendengar sekalian, kami undang sekarang Anda untuk menikmati sajian pertama dari combo Case Small.
Getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. ¿Qué será? ¿Qué será, será, amigos oyentes? Y esa es una verdad muy vieja. Y de verdad, ¿qué será, será? I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, not only a surprise, but it was a surprise for me. In the audience, I saw Mrs. Carter. Mrs. Carter is also a listener, and here she is. She comes all the way from India to be here today. Mrs. Carter, not only are you a Happy Station listener of today, you are also a Happy Station listener of years gone by. When did you start to listen?
In 1935, when I got my first radio.
In 1935, can you imagine? When Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening.
Live on the air. Hurry, hurry to yet another location. Will he make it on time? The show must go on. Another artist, another language.
Et pourtant, poète, poète, mon ami, es-tu certain d'avoir raison? Au plus profond des terres, n'y a-t-il pas aussi des villes? N'as-tu pas entendu parler de Bamako, de Ouagadougou, de Niamey, de Kinshasa, de Nairobi, de Bangui, de N'Djamena, et j'en passe. Ces villes, n'est-ce pas là aussi l'Afrique? Sinon, dis-moi, l'Afrique, mais où est-elle?
Francis Bébé, thank you very much, merci bien. We continue with the Happy Station Show, your Sunday family show of smiles across the miles, today in a very excited mood here in studio.
Although the engineers can stay in one place, their job is equally complicated. Live radio requires fantasy and a talent for improvising. And when people sing together, as Tom Meyer does with his visiting artists, many things can go wrong.
Didn't I say?
Didn't you say?
Didn't we say?
Didn't who say? Didn't you just board an ocean liner, fancy meeting you here? Didn't we agree that our affair was too frantic? It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be great.
The old shore is about to start. You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and that's so beautiful about this kind of happening.
Mahuja seorang wanita bernama Yolanda. Is that so? Saya.
Everything is done by volunteers, not only on the programming side, but also the catering, the serving, the cleaning, the logistics, so to speak, to make this a perfect day for Radio Nederland and its many visitors.
I appointed years ago Tom Meyer as the successor of Edward Starts. Well, it was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough to remain in the lines and in the framework of the tradition of the Happy Station. Well, he has given the program its own personality, the stamp of its own personality, and I think that my hunch proved justified. Thank you very much, all the more, for this great occasion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stevenson. I know that some people feel that Radio Nederland was incorporated into the Happy Station. I also know that some listeners seem to think that the organization is called Happy Station and that this is just another program. It's not true. It's Radio Nederland, and the show is called Happy Station, but exactly. Radio Nederland is a Happy Station.
Well, I hope so, yes. And if people try to twiddle their knobs a little more today, they might find out there are quite a lot of other...
Right.
Sections at Radio Nederland who are broadcasting, because we'll go on till I think 7 o'clock tonight. So,
yes, well, let's not talk about that, because that gives us the creeps. But anyway,
not at all.
¿Qué vas a cantar? I will wait for you.
Will you really?
¿Cómo se llama esto en español?
Te esperaré.
Te esperaré.
Sí,
te
pues.
Esperaré.
Te esperaré. Y en este caso, tú tendrás que esperar un momentito porque nosotros tenemos unas 3 horas antes de que nos podamos ver. Muchas gracias.
Hasta luego.
Pia Beck, I will wait for you.
Selendang Bali, selendang pelangi bolehlah juga. Kalau tidak kenang sekali, kenang sedikit ada jua.
In jaren gemeten is het nu 9 jaar. Ik heb 9 jaar geleden het Happy Station programma van mijn voorganger overgenomen, de oprichter Eddie Starts, die het 41 jaar gedaan had. We hebben altijd veel reacties van de Antillianen, en niet alleen de Antillianen natuurlijk, en daar bedoel ik ook de bomenwinden mee, die willen we nou niet vergeten, net zoals eerder vandaag gebeurde.
Tom, moet je horen.
Ik hoor.
Ik weet dat ons werk uit woorden bestaat, en we weten hoe belangrijk woorden zijn, maar het is toch ook fijn om die woorden eens een keer in daden te kunnen omzetten. Ik zeg het niet alleen, ik doe het ook, ik geef je een kusje.
En ik geef je erin terug.
This unprecedented cooperation of so many people, through this togetherness seldomly seen before, it was indeed a perfect day. The 19th of November 1978, when Radio Nederland celebrated the golden anniversary of its Happy Station show.
Now, for those of you who are tuning in today, I just want to tell you that some of you will be receiving a DVD copy of that 16mm film presentation that Radio Nederland made for the Happy Station Show 50th anniversary. So do get in touch with us. You can find all our contact details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. I'm making it short because I am running out of time. To close off today, we're going to end with something, well, rather special and rather unique. It's something that all those familiar with Happy Station and Radio Nederland will definitely remember. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.